Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Good morning and welcome to the programme. Today, Barry Cowan on that statement in the Dáil yesterday, where he compared extending the eviction ban to making sweets free for children. From a Fermanagh farmyard to Formula One, we speak to the Northern Irish woman who has become the new face of Sky Sports racing coverage. The latest on Pope Francis, who's in hospital in Rome. As violent protests continue on the streets of France, we'll get the latest from there and ask whether there is an end in sight. Now, most of us know how to work, but do we know how to navigate our careers? Well, psychologist Sinead Brady tells us how to make the best of our professional lives. And self-harm and stigma, new research from the Samaritans, lays bare the isolation of those who feel the need to hurt themselves in order to cope. Our text number this morning, 51551. The email address, todaycb@rte.ie. On Twitter, we're at Today with Claire. First this morning, from next September, every child in a Daish primary school will get a free hot meal. Today, the Social Protection Minister, Heather Humphreys, will announce plans to expand hot meals to non-Daish primary schools from next year. Heather Humphreys will pledge to strongly support a target of a free hot school meal for every child by the year 2030. In a moment, we'll hear from Tracy Tobin, who's principal of St. Michael's Infant School in Limerick, who's on secondment to Mary Immaculate College. And also Colette Bennett, economic and social analyst with Social Justice Ireland. But first, I'm joined by Ray Nangle from Fresh Today, whose catering company is the biggest supplier of school meals here. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, Claire.
Thanks for joining us this morning. Now, we know that for some children, their free school meal is the only hot meal they get during the day. But I remember you had previously said the state wasn't paying enough for hot meals. But there's news on that front today, too, isn't there?
There is, Claire. Thankfully, Minister Humphreys today acknowledged that inflation is what it is and has been over the last few years, and she's brought the school meal scheme back in line with inflation, which is welcome, which means we can continue to roll it out. But the big news from today really is that it's not just bringing it back in line, but she is now going to move all of the primary Daish schools that are currently on a cold sandwich to the hot meal. The hot meal is extremely beneficial for students, so it is. It would improve their focus, digestion and mood and the overall health of them within the school, and would help them concentrate more and help them become better educators in relation to what they can take in.
So let's have a look at what was being paid up to now and how much providers like yourself will get to bring these school meals in under the scheme, Ray. Can you take us through the numbers?
Yeah, so the hot school meal now, which is going to be rolled out to all, was paid at a rate of 2.90, and she is proposing to increase that now to 3.20, so it's a 10% increase, which effectively brings it back in line with inflation over the past 2 years. So it just keeps it to where it was 2 years ago, and allows us to continue the great work that we do in supplying kids the nutritious meals that we are.
So what change will that mean? What can you put on the menu now that that figure is going up?
So we actually just launched our new spring-summer menu in line with what Minister Humphreys is doing today. So there were certain elements that were taken off the menu to keep it viable. So the likes of roast beef was taken off the menu, which is now going back onto the menu. But also the spring-summer menu we've done a lot of work with. There's a kind of a global group of 250 chefs, and they would be endorsing what they call the Future 50 Foods. So a lot of those Future 50 foods are now integrated and involved back in this new menu. Mm-hmm. So the nutritional standards of the new hot school meals menu from Fresh Today to schools is extremely beneficial and is extremely welcome that we're able to roll that out now to the kids from after Easter.
And explain how it works on a day-to-day basis, Ray. When is the meal delivered to the school? What choices do they have and so on?
Well, as a supplier, what we would do is we would put in some regeneration ovens into each of the schools. So the kids would get to choose from a choice of 30 different meals within the week, 12 different meals on any given day. And the reason the menu is that variety is because of the kind of religious and cultural issues and dietary issues that we have within the 100,000 kids that we would feed. So the kids order their meal online. That meal then is delivered into the school, prepared with the child's name on it. It is then regenerated into this in the school and delivered to the kid's classroom to his desk. They would generally eat the meal about 10 minutes before they would go out to break. And then while they go out to break, our staff members would go into the classroom and clean it up. So when the kids come back from break, they're sitting there and the classroom then, and they're able to continue their education, but they're able to continue their education with a higher level of concentration.
Mm-hmm. With a hot dinner in their belly.
Correct.
I want to talk to you about the plans here, because Heather Humphreys is going to tell us today, we expect, that this is going to be expanded to non-DESH primary schools from next year. And then her ambition is that by 2030, every child will get a free hot school meal. But we read today that there's pressure coming from the Department of Expenditure to justify further expansion of the scheme. What would you say to the relevant Minister, Pascal Donoghue, on how important it is to get to that point in 2030 where every child is getting a hot meal at school?
In fairness, Minister Humphreys, she brought in RSM to do a full report on this here. So it's a 120-page report, and effectively, Joe, it states exactly why this should be rolled out. Effectively, it's just bringing Ireland back in line with our EU counterparts, where a hot school meal in the middle of the day for primary kids would be standard practice, so it would. Ireland is eventually now catching up to that, so it is. The benefits of it are expressed very clearly in that report as into why it should be done. If you take a Clare, currently Ireland would spend 1.1 billion on childhood obesity, whereas by putting in a healthy hot school meal and teaching kids about nutrition and good standards, the prevention of that and the cost benefit would be huge.
And Ray, when your staff come in to clean up after the children have eaten their meal, are they coming back to you and saying there's much waste?
There's not. So, and again, Claire, we would feed 100,000 kids on any given day. And when you're feeding 100,000 kids on any given day, so we would have kids that would be very, very good eaters, that would generally eat their meal most days, so they would. But then there's some days a kid might have, you know, they might have an upset stomach or might be off, and they might only eat half their meal. I'm sure, Joe, as parents, we've all sat down with kids, and from time to time, Joe, a child mightn't eat all of his meal. But in the norm and in the realm, all of the meals are eaten, and the benefits of it are quite substantial.
All right, Ray, stay with us on the line, because as I said, Tracy Tobin is with us, principal of St Michael's Infant School in Limerick. But Tracy, I know you're on secondment to Mary Eye College at the moment. What do you feel about this news this morning, Tracy, that all children in DESH schools now will be guaranteed a free hot meal from September of this year?
I think it's very welcome. It's fantastic news, because I think all children, you know, deserve the same opportunity as other children in other schools. I think, you know, now I suppose in Limerick City, what we're seeing is the schools, lots of schools are, you know, remaining open after school, and they're becoming kind of hubs for the delivery of services in the afternoon and the after school sphere. So children are staying in school a lot longer than they would normally have stayed in school. So the day is quite long for them. So I think to have a hot meal in the middle of the day is really, really important, because some of them may not get home till 5, half 5, 6 o'clock, you know, and by that stage they're exhausted and ready just to, you know, to go to bed. So I think the hot meal in the middle of the day is now so important, more so than ever before, in my opinion.
And you've seen this in action, because you have hot school meals, don't you, in your own school. What difference has
it made? It has made a huge difference. Parents are so delighted. They really feel as if, you know, that their children are, I suppose, being considered, and that their nutrition is being considered. They love the fact that, you know, that every child gets a choice. And I think it's really important that the parents get an opportunity to sit down with their child every week and to choose what the child, you know, will order for the following week. And I think, you know, that's really important for the partnership between the parent and the child, and also that the parent knows exactly what the child is getting at school and what nutrition they're getting. You know, for, I think that's really crucial, that partnership.
And listen, this might become more controversial once we start examining this ambition that the minister says she has to roll it out to all primary schools, DESH or not. Do you think that's a good plan, Tracy, or should this be done on the basis of need?
No, I think it's a really good plan. I think children, I think, you know, the primary school children age 4 to 12, it's when a lot of growth happens for every single child. They don't develop differently in non-DESH schools, you know, as they do in DESH schools. I think it's important for equality of opportunity for all children, that they're all treated the same. So I think it's really, really important that every child gets this opportunity. And more so now, I think, Claire, you know, with homelessness on the up, and it's not just in DESH schools where we're experiencing that, it's in non-DESH schools too. So you've lots of children who may be living, you know, in very uncertain times in hotels where they may not have an opportunity to cook a hot, nutritious meal every day. So I think now more so than ever, it's really, really important that every single child gets the opportunity to have a hot meal at school so that they can learn and get the most out of their education, just like a child in a non-DESH school. So I'm all for this extension of the programme.
I have listeners getting in touch here, Tracy, and one says nobody argues with the benefits of a hot meal, but there's no mention about how schools are supposed to heat this up, provide space, ovens and deal with food waste. Now, Ray did tell us that they come in and fit regeneration ovens, I think Ray called them there. How does that work, though, in your school? I mean, schools wouldn't be coming down with space for things like that, I would imagine.
No, but in, I suppose that would be up to each individual school. But I know my own school that we had the space to put in the regeneration oven and it worked really, really well. It also gave, you know, employment to a local person in the area to come in and to oversee the hot meal scheme and to ensure that the, you know, that the food was delivered to the children at, on time, and that, that this space was cleaned so that when the children returned from yard, that the children were ready to return to class time, to education. Mm-hmm. So in my school, it wasn't an issue at all. And I think when the opportunity arose for my school to engage in the hot meal scheme, my board of management jumped at the opportunity because we really felt that it was really important to give this opportunity to the children in our schools and their families. And it has worked out really, really well. And I, you know, I mean, for me as a principal, I have seen children try foods that I know that if they were at home, they would never try for their parents. Because I myself, you know, I have children myself. And, you know, to get children to try different varieties of food can be very difficult for parents, and especially parents that may, you know, may be working 9 to 5, may have, you know, other issues going on in their lives. So to have this looked after for them at school, I think is really, really important.
Yeah, because I'm getting questions in on the income, you know, and whether people who can afford it should be given this service. One says it's madness rolling this out to all schools, all kids on all incomes. I can afford to feed my kids, so why should I get free dinners? Another one says that we have very high children's allowance payments. They claim, this listener, that they're the highest in the world, and yet the state or the taxpayer has to feed people's children for them in school. What do you say to that, Tracy?
I suppose as an educator, my primary focus is on the children. I am not interested in all of the other economic issues that may be going on in the background. My focus starts when I go into school and the children arrive in school. And my main focus is on making sure that they get the most out of school life that they can. And for me, if that means giving them a hot meal, and as Ray said there, it's €3.20. per day, I really don't think we can put a cost on that and on the benefit for those children in the long term. That their learning will improve, the outcomes for them will improve. So for me, I would not see it as an issue. No, I actually don't. I think children should be treated the very same. Children don't have an income, and I think it's important for them to get every single possible opportunity that they can at school. And if that means giving every single child the same opportunity and giving them a hot meal at school every day, well, I think I would agree with that.
Well, let's hear from Colette Bennett now, from economic and social analyst with Social Justice Ireland. Good morning, Colette.
Good morning, Claire.
Do you think we should get to the point, which the minister has said is, or will say today, is her stated ambition in 2030, where every single child in primary school in the country gets a hot meal at school?
No. We would have called for the expansion of the hot school meals programme in our budget choices briefing before budget 2023 last year. We think it's a very key issue for children who are in DESH schools. And absolutely, that element of it up to September of this year is very, very welcome. But we absolutely wouldn't be in favour of making it universal because, as many of your texters have said, not every child needs a hot school meal provided for them by the state. It puts us in a similar position to the very bizarre situation last year where we had energy credits being given to in respect of holiday homes. You know, it should be a far more targeted measure.
Yeah, and for example, it's different though, Colette, because you're targeting children, and that means you have a child potentially, if we play this out, a child who can't afford or a family can't afford to give a child a hot meal at home, sitting beside a child who comes from a family that has money, and that child who doesn't is getting a free hot meal in the school sitting beside somebody who doesn't. Now, that's marking out difference. That's putting people in very different and awkward positions in a school and putting teachers in an awkward position.
Oh, absolutely. And DESH schools have that designation for a reason, because they're in areas of disadvantage, disadvantage that has been driven by policy. But in much the same way, you don't go from needing a hot school meal in a DESH primary school to being 12 or 13 and not having a hot school meal in a DESH post-primary school. So, you know, if it were me designing this, I would be looking at the 235 post-primary DESH schools and actually extending the hot school meals program mm-hmm. in that direction rather than making it universal.
But not every, for example, there are increased costs for
children who are age 12
okay,
plus.
And that makes sense. But not every child who is deprived is in a DESH school. So are you saying that they shouldn't get a hot meal at school?
No, I'm not. Absolutely not. But the whole issue is much broader than just a hot school meals program. We have a major issue with income adequacy. So we know that there are children, there are families who are dependent on core social welfare, for example. And the increase that was given in Budget 23 didn't meet inflation. So they're worse off than they were. They're actually at a deficit to the tune of about €8 a week. We need to do things around income adequacy. We need to increase our core social welfare rates. We need to do things around low pay. We need to invest in areas where there are children experiencing this disadvantage. It's not just about, you know, making sure that there is a meal, that's very important, but it's also about addressing the systemic issues. And that's not going to be dealt with by providing one meal or making it universal. There are also concerns, and we've seen, you know, in today's report certainly, that the government are trying to address some of them. Ray talked about them earlier on, about the costs that are associated with it. You know, there needs to be a very clear pathway of what will happen when we see continued inflation. And there will be inflation. It will taper down this year and it will taper down again next year. But there won't be deflation. We're not going to see a reversion, a price drop. We're going to see it levelling off. And that is a concern, but particularly because, Ray has overhead costs, he has staff costs, he has all of those things, and he's a private operator. They can literally take the food out of children's mouths if this isn't done properly.
Okay, let's hear what Ray...
And by making it universal, right, we're going to have a much higher bill than actually if we target it.
So are you saying that people like Ray can hold the state to ransom on this?
Well, he absolutely can. Now, for all the right reasons, I completely understand what he's saying, but it shouldn't be a policy that is amenable to that.
Okay, Ray, what do you say to that?
So as a school meal supplier, we would put a lot of time and emphasis in relation to our menu development. Ultimately speaking, for the school meal scheme to be the success that it is to date, and the reason it's been rolled out further is because of the success it has been to date. The reason for that there is because we would have a participation rate in schools of above 95%. And the reason that we have that increased participation or that high participation rate is because of the menus and the nutritional balance and the registry and dietary requirements that we meet within it. Like having 30 different hot school meal options within a week for children in Ireland is of an extremely high standard. The reason that we want to keep it to that standard is so as we can keep the participation rates of the school meal scheme at 95% or above, and it can continue to be a success it will be going forwards. Mm-hmm. It is in our benefit to make sure that the kids are enjoying the meals. It is beneficial for all. And because we've done that to date, it's why it is now being rolled out further. And the report shows the benefits of what has been done to date and what we intend on doing into the future.
Okay, and Tracy, what do you say to Colette's point that it would be more beneficial to look at extending this scheme into post-primary DESH schools rather than making it universal at primary level?
Well, I know that I have three children in a DESH post-primary school myself, and they all receive hot meals at school, and they have done so. My children are in fifth year, and my twins are in sixth year, and they've had hot meals right from first year in school. So
so it's happening there. I don't know if that's universal in DESH schools, though. Do you?
I don't know, but yeah. I know that in Limerick City it is. So I'm not quite sure outside of Limerick, but I know that my own children have availed of it in school since they started in art school, where they're in 5 years ago.
Are you concerned at all that if this becomes a universal thing across primary schools, that really it's wasteful when it comes to state resources, because there will be families and children who are getting free school meals who don't need them?
I don't, like, again, I'm going to go back to the children and the benefit it will have on their educational outcomes. And I think a child sitting in school, you know, in a non-DESH school, that may have a child from a DESH background sitting beside them and maybe receiving a hot meal. As you said there, Claire, and I totally agree with it. It goes back to the days when we used to get the bun and milk at school if you came from a background where your parents weren't able to give you a lunch going to school. And that's what it was when I went to school. And, you know, I sat beside people that got a bun and milk, and I sat beside people that didn't get the bun and milk. Yeah. And I don't think that's right. You do not allow children to stand out because of their economic background. All children, irrespective of their background, should be treated equally at school. It's such an influential time in their lives. It's a time of such growth and development. They're in school for a long time, a long period of time, and I think they should all be treated the very, very same in primary school, because it teaches them a lot about life going forward. And for me, I would find it very difficult to teach in a classroom where half the children got a hot meal and the other half didn't. So I think the only way forward is to treat all children the same, treat them equally. And, you know, I can understand the economic situation, but I genuinely believe that children, you know, they don't have to be born. They should all be treated equally in school, in primary school, and get the very same opportunity to thrive at school and to get the most and to achieve their potential. So okay. For me, I think it's a fantastic idea, and I would welcome it being extended to all non-DESH schools.
All right, well, look, we'll leave it there for now. But Tracy Tobin, Rain Angle and Colette Bennett, thank you all for joining us on that development this morning. Coming up next on the programme, we're going to get the very latest on Pope Francis, who's in hospital in Rome.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.